Unit 1, Lesson 1.
Today, in our series on change through the decades of the 20th century, we have reached the 1970s. With me in the studio is Trevor McKay. Trevor, tell me, what were you doing in the 1970s?
In 1971, I arrived in London to do a master's degree at the School of Oriental and African Studies. I was born in 1948, so I was in my early 20s.
What were you studying?
Arabic language.
So tell me, Trevor, what do you remember about London in those days?
I was a small town boy, so I remember I was a bit confused by the size of London. And everyone seemed to be in such a hurry. But I soon got used to it.
And how has London changed since the early 70s?
In some ways, I guess, there have been improvements. In those days, the traffic was awful. You'd see buses, cars, and taxis just sitting in queues, unable to move. I found that it was usually quicker to walk than catch a bus. It's much better now. Nowadays, you have to pay to drive your car into London. And that's cut the traffic and the pollution down a lot.
What else?
Well, it was a lot cheaper. As a poor student, I could often afford to eat out, maybe at a Turkish or Bangladeshi restaurant. I don't know if students today can afford that. And tourism has increased enormously. London was always attractive as a tourist destination, but there were far fewer visitors than today.
And the city itself, any changes there?
Oh, yes. In the 70s, there weren't that many really tall buildings. The London skyline now is unrecognizable.
And fashion? How has fashion changed?
Fashion's always changing. But not for students, no, not so much. I still see students walking around in faded denim jeans, cotton t-shirts, that sort of thing. Just like we did.
So, after your master's degree, Trevor, what kinds of things...